Hello.
Oh, yes. Hi. Angel, please.
This is Debbie.
Oh, Debbie. I'm sorry. I got my wires crossed. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I am good. I was just calling. Yes. I have to cancel our subscription.
Oh, no. What's going on?
Well, like I told the other lady, we've had two pieces of equipment break down, and the cheapest to repair right now is $10,000.
Wow, that's like a triple win.
Yes, isn't a lot, but it's a lot. At this
yes.
So.
I definitely understand. I do want to give you an option, if I may, only because in the terms and conditions, it does state that first page placement takes 45 to 60 days. So you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and do some solid things for your business. And I'd hate to see you cancel it, because if you did, it's almost like you throw the $398 that you paid initially down the toilet, right? Because before it comes to fruition, you cancel. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
We've gotten several leads from y'all, but we cannot contact them. We cannot get a hold of them or anything.
Well, here's the thing, is that if you're getting leads right now, they must be coming from the directories or through the Facebook ads, right? The Google listing isn't 100% complete yet because we're waiting for another video verification to be done, right? So one option that you have is we could take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to just $199 monthly. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. You know, of course, once it gets all verified and published, the website stays up and running, which you need one of those anyway. And you're mobily optimized, meaning you'll come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So I only make that suggestion, Debbie, because a lot of people will go to a package like that, especially if they hit a tight spot, because you might not even need them once you're ranking on Google, but if you wanted to, you could always call back and put those Facebook ads back on later.
Well, I know this sounds horrible, but right now we're scrapped with the $10,000 is for the cheapest one to be repaired. The other one's going to run about $20,000. So we're looking at almost $50,000 to get both pieces of equipment back up and running, which means I'll have to take out a loan because we haven't been in business that long to get that. So any extra money I can keep to make this loan payment, because with the equipment, we might as well just hang everything up and walk out. He can go back to work for somebody. So
I respect that. So let me, I want to make one suggestion, because I know that you have a lot on your plate right now, but I don't want you to look at this like adding an extra bill to your month, because in reality, it will absolutely increase your bottom line and bring you revenue and help fund that new equipment that you have to buy. So one additional thing I could do for you is, you know, obviously I would recommend taking the Facebook ads off because it doesn't sound like they're working. But I could push the next billing an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end, which means you would have, let me see, with the extra 2 weeks applied, all the way till December 14th before you're charged again. And assuming that you could get that video verification done, I know that you're going to see some solid activity even before your next billing. But the nice thing is if not, you could always call us back and cancel then. But again, I'd hate to see you just waste that money that you spent initially, because you're right at the cusp of where it's going to pay off for you.
I totally understand everything you're saying, but what I'm trying to get at, I am self-employed.
Yes.
I clean houses by myself. So what I make a month doesn't cover a third of the bills we make right now with the equipment and everything else that we're paying on. And we're not getting new equipment because we're still paying on the ones that broke down, but that's what it's going to cost us to fix them. So, but no, if you don't mind, please just go ahead and cancel it at this time. I'm throwing everything away, but I have to think about my bottom dollar right now. And right now my bottom dollar is like 2 cents.
Okay. So last case scenario is that we can cancel the program and allow you to keep the website and just pay $49 a month for the hosting of the site. Have you seen the site that we built, baileyexcavation.net?
Yes, I have seen that.
Yeah, and I recommend that only because if you would have called us a month ago and all you wanted was the website, they charge $2,500 up front to put the site together. They charge $400 if you bundle it with one of our services. But remember, I got it included for you as a free gift. So I would recommend, you know, it is 2025, bare minimum to run a business. You're going to need the site. So I would recommend at least keeping that. Do you think that would work?
Yes, we can. You said $40 a month?
$49. Yep, exactly. Yep, that's all they charge.
$50 for the website.
Exactly. And so let me just apply that package for you. So I'm going to cancel the Google optimization and the Facebook ads and all the rest of the services.
Well, can I have a question? Because y'all have a phone number on there. We have had customers that we have been doing business with already.
Yes.
Literally calling us and saying, okay, so what? You got a new phone number or send it, not really calling, I guess texting us. Well, you need to let us know if this is your new phone number and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, it is, but it isn't. We still have our same phone number.
Yeah, so. It's just for marketing. What I would suggest, Debbie, only because the phone number will help you track it, you know, is you can keep it on there, but if you want it, I can, you know, tell the technicians to take it off as well and just promote your own
number. While I'm on here, let me text my husband real quick and ask him what he thinks.
Of course, And if you set it up one way, like let's say right now you say, oh, I do want to keep the tracking number on there, and then maybe your husband says later to take it off, you could always call me or text me, and I can make that adjustment later. It's not a problem, but.
Sorry, that's the wrong person. I don't need to text that one. Hey, dude, sending me that. What?
Yeah, and the nice thing is whether they call from that number or whether they call your direct line, it doesn't matter. All the calls that do come through your site, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So you don't have to worry like, oh, this one called through the tracking and this one didn't, and now I'm going to get charged extra. It won't be any extra charges. You're just paying for the hosting of $49 monthly regardless.
If you want your back. I mean, it's just when it's a dominant, when it rains, it pours sometimes. So it's like.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that the truth in life? You're right about that. It's always like one thing happens and then it like snowballs into more. You know, like a domino
effect. It really
does.
Mm-hmm. I mean, right now my grandson's shop truck is in the shop because it needs repaired, and he works with us, so he's using our truck.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, And it's like, Lord help us.
Yeah.
It's always something.
Yep.
My thing is people laugh at me. I say, if it wasn't for bad luck, we'd have no luck at all. Just
That is funny. And that's hysterical.
You know what? I'm just going to, he won't respond back to me, so I'm going to say yes. Keep the website.
Okay.
I can add another house to me for, you know, I can do 45 houses a month.
Exactly. So you're not getting charged anything anyway until, you know, the 29th of this month. So I'll just apply I'm taking the Facebook off and just doing the $49 for the hosting. But if anything changes, feel free to let me know, okay?
I sure will, because I have your number, so.
Yeah, I'm at extension 777. So I think
that's
earlier you
I
just
couldn't remember.
Yeah, but if you just call in and say transfer to Tina or extension 777, it'll come directly to my desk. But if you forget it, no problem. You did the right thing, because when you call in through the call center, they can track me down just like they did earlier.
Right.
No
yes.
worries. Okay.
Like I told her, right. I said, I can't remember the extension,
but. Yeah, they know how to find me. Don't worry about that. So in any case, you are all good to go. I'm glad that it worked out, Debbie.
Well, at least with the website, that still gives us something, because I'm also going to put into the loan, because we have the Angie's list, and Angie's is $389 a month, so I'm going to calculate what I have to pay them off in December when the payment comes out, and pay all of it off, because I can't close that account with, if I stop using them, I still have to pay them out.
So that's the year, it really is.
So that's another one I got to call here in a minute, and they're going to say, "Well, we need the money up front." It's like, "Oh, give me
Yeah, maybe you could. Maybe you could just pause it for a while until you get your new equipment and back on your feet, and then maybe they could, put you back in
With Angie's list, she told me there's no pausing, there's no nothing. Whether you use it or not, you will pay $389 a month for it till your year is up.
Wow, that doesn't sound...
Oh, thank you. That's not nice.
Doesn't sound like it could even be illegal, you know, because, like, if you don't use something, why should you have... That's like a gym membership, you know? I remember one time I was paying for it, and I didn't even realize I had it because I hadn't been using it, you know? So, but I was able to, when I caught it, I was able to cancel. They weren't like, well, you have to pay for the rest of the year regardless, you know?
Oh, I know. I mean, it's Angie's List is a big joke. It really is. And just
I hear a lot of horror stories about them, Debbie.
We got a lead the other day, and it's in Princeton, Texas from them.
Oh, no.
The elderly man's dog died, and he needs someone to excavate the ground to bury the dog. And I told Alex, I said, we won't make no money driving over there with the equipment.
Yeah, what
that's
are they
the
thinking?
Leads we are getting. No, that's the type we're getting off Angie's List. So it's like, I'm just going to stop it all, get
I'm
our
so
equipment up going, and try to see what goes on from there.
Well, I am so glad at least I could help you with this and take one more thing off of your plate. You know what I mean? And then down the road.
I definitely do know what you mean.
And who knows, Debbie, down the road, when you're done, with the Angie's and whatever you owe them and the year's over, you might want to call me and reinstate the Google listing, and we can, always do that at the time. It'll be seamless because you'll already have the site through us. So it'll be really easy to make that adjustment down the road if you wanted to. Okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a really great rest of your week, too.
You too. And if I should not be talking to you before any time. You have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Happy
week.
Thanksgiving to you, too. I know. It's coming up. It's creeping up on us.
My grandkids are already saying, man, Christmas is like, back off, buddy. Don't mind this year, and that'll be the end of it. Just saying.
Well, they're kids, so of course they want to skip Thanksgiving and go straight to Christmas, right?
No, they're not. They're teenagers.
Oh, they're teenagers.
They're all
teenagers,
yeah.
Wow.
I have 18, 15, and a 14, and they're like, man, Christmas. Can I get my Apple Watch? No, you can't.
Sorry, goodness.
Have your mom and dad buy you that one.
Isn't it funny? Like, what the kids, like, I remember when I was young, it was like a Barbie doll in a coloring book, and now they're asking for iPhones and iWatches, Apple Watches.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I mean,
and Xboxes and PlayStation.
Yeah. I told my husband, I said, I think the most expensive Christmas gift I ever got growing up, I said, mom and dad bought me a pair of tennis shoes, a pair of pants, and a shirt. And I was ecstatic.
Exactly. Exactly.
I said, nowadays these kids don't know what it means to just get a few things for Christmas, and that
there's
you should
really
be happy.
There's nothing wrong with that, because people are so entitled these days, you know? It just drives me crazy, but I guess, you know, we have to live with it, because my grandkids are the same, you know? It's just their generation, Generation Z, if you will. They're all into technology, and it's not a good thing, so.
No. When mine are here, I'll say, put the phones in the basket, go outside, and have a good time.
There you
go.
Yep.
Get some sunlight.
Yep.
So then
they're going to
have
a better time than ever. It's just, it's like a withdrawal for them, almost like a drug. If you take the phone away from them, they don't know what to do anymore, you know?
Oh, I know. It's crazy, but I do appreciate you helping me today, and I thank you very much,
course.
And I'm sorry for any inconvenience.
Oh, it's not an inconvenience at all. I already took care of the billing for you, so I don't even have to do anything else on your account. You're all set. So thank you for letting me know, Debbie, and have a happy Thanksgiving as well, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.